For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
When are we allowed to say 10? Are we supposed to wait until January to talk about the 10 years ranking? Right, we won't mention anything about keeping that for a 10th year until next month. Welcome, it's Rosie on the House. You're tuned in to every Saturday morning. It's tradition for 30 years.
You lost me. 10 what? I'm sorry.
Hey, you were the one that did the promo bump, so you'll have to go back and re-listen to that.
Oh, okay. I'll go back. Yeah. I do a lot, so I forget.
This 10 o'clock hour, we dive deep into one specific topic about your home, castle, or cabin. Through 2018, following our home maintenance calendar, we've had pest control we've talked about. We've talked about financing. We've talked about painting. We've talked about pools. This month, we're talking about tools. But before we get to that, if you missed last Saturday's broadcast or hadn't seen the post that we put on the Rosie on the House Facebook fan page, the founder of this radio program, Rosie Romero, was in a UTV rollover, and the 10 o'clock hour each week we'll spend just talking about Dad, giving him a little bit of update about his progress. He's had a very trying time. It was, when we say a rollover, a UTV, it's not like a quad where it's really designed for one person. A UTV holds two or four, and it was a four-passenger off-roading vehicle that was in a front-end rollover. And we won't say accident. We don't believe in accidents. But it wasn't intentional by the driver from any means. He didn't get done with the rollover and take out his notebook and check that off his to-do that day. It was just one of those freak accidents. A passenger verifies that there was no excessive speeding, no reckless behavior. It was at the end of October. We had just had 7 inches of rain in Arizona. They were driving through a wash from Four Peaks to Saguaro Lake. So the terrains were different. The roads were different. The washes were different. 7 inches changes a lot of things. And something caught the front end, and it just sent the back end over where Rosie was buckled in, that three-point strap that you wear in the back seat of one of those vehicles, is where all his body weight came to when it stopped, what they say, a very violent stop. So he's upside down, all that weight and compression on his lungs, and that's, at this point, really what we've been fighting most is getting the respiratory rebuilt and strong. There was some other bruises, some fracture on the skull, but all of that was dissipated and healed within the first week or so. The neurosurgeons all clear that he's going to be a full mental recovery. He's listening this morning. Last week, we had our ASU Walter Cronkite intern in, and I had encouraged everybody, you know, call in and talk to Rosie, let him hear your voice and wish him well, and you know, maybe share your favorite Rosie story. And you can do that. The call in number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you. And she didn't hear that. She was just taking all the thank yous down, writing them, and hanging up on the people. So I kept thinking, you know, the phones are just going nuts, but I'm like, no one's hanging on to say anything. Maybe they're choked up. Maybe they can't say it. But she didn't realize we were going to take those on air and just, oh, thanks, John. Bye. Thanks, Steve. Bye. Thanks, Susan. Bye. And just hanging up on them. So we'll do that and put together a nice little, some kind of production audio clip that we'll play leading into, you know, his return to this broadcast as he's able to do so. There's a website called caringbridge.org, and when you go there, you can click Rosie's Recovery and follow along the journal there. Mom updates those. She posted one today for all the listeners. Thank you for all that responded to the broadcast last week and sent Rosie's cards. He's truly amazed at the prayers and support from listeners. Every card and prayer is cherished. Progress is slow and steady, slow and steady. Patience is the name of the game now, realizing the number of days that have passed since the accident truly requires grit. One thing Rosie and I try to focus on is the good times. and bad, focus on in good times and in bad is thankfulness. It's important for us to remember to focus on what is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and good, Philippians 4:8. It is easy to get discouraged, and we learn to appreciate life even more, even very simple things. So many have been through so much more, and we hope to be able to encourage others with what we have learned on this journey so far and will continue to learn along the way. Thanks for the many words of encouragements and prayers offered to God on our behalf. Keep them coming. And then if you want to send Rosie a card, there's the address there. I'll read it just so you don't have to log on to find it. But it's P.O. Box 14487, Scottsdale 85267. And I will add to that is, you know, prayers have, if we've got one thing we can identify as the difference maker, it has been the prayer support. And then at caringbridge.com, it's just the way the website works. You can't go anywhere without it asking you to donate. Just ignore that. That's part of the website. We didn't set that up. I don't even think if you click on it, it goes anywhere. It's just the format of this application. And Mom, you've got something for something a little what we call lanyap, a little something extra.
Yeah, Rosie's sweet mama wrote this. I'm going to read it real quick, see if I can get through it here without any tears. It says, Dear Rosie, I was going to write something cute and kind of smart when an angel whispered in my ear, Mama Kay, say what's really on your heart. All days have not been easy, but the ones that count came through because so many people's prayers were being prayed just for you. The angels asked, who is this guy? He certainly has a share of love because we've been pretty busy answering prayers sent us up above. Christmas cheer has started, lights all aglow and bright. Thank you, Jesus, for Rosie's progress on this happy, beautiful night. I love you, Mama Kay.
Oh, very nice, Mama Kay. And so we'll spend the first hour, the first segment of the 10 o'clock hour, giving y'all an update. Being in ICU for 40 days and now into the rehab center, you know, it's so much time on your back. It's rebuilding muscle. And, you know, there's so many things that you just take for granted when you haven't been able to do them for 44 days and rebuilding that strength. Our big milestones this week is Rosie was able to wheel himself now in a wheelchair and get over to the window. And Uncle Rennie took a picture of him of just Dad just opened the window and enjoying the view outside. Rosie loves the outdoors, and he loves adventure, and being stuck in a hospital care facility doesn't mix with Rosie.
Maybe you need to get the wheelchair raptored. A little racing stripes.
Can Sanderson Ford put like a little lawnmower engine on the back, a little souped up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's just me. Those little motorized scooters. I'll be running through my neighborhood, you know, going out for a nice little morning jog. And those motorized scooters, they just drive me nuts because I'm like, well, you know, if you need to get to point A, point B, I get that too as well. But they make a real high-pitched noise.
Yeah, I see Dad being too stubborn for motorized. He's ready to get back in action. He's ready to get back on his feet, and he's working hard in therapy to rebuild that strength. So, he's with the full recovery. I know he won't qualify for any wheelchair contests, but while you're in recovery, can you apply to those? Give him something to, you know, a little challenge to
the 12 hospital door dash. You start from the first door and you go down the hallway and try to go real fast. So get to the finish line.
All right. So this segment's for you, Dad. We've got some of your listeners that want to talk to you real quick. We'll start with Kathy at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Good morning, Rosie. Calling you years ago, I guess I'm calling to say, and I'm going to hold it together. I'm hoping that I can hold your hand as strong as you held mine. We were at a football game, Horizon versus Paradise Valley High School, and my son was in a pretty bad tackle and collapsed on the field, and you stood next to my husband and I and held our hand and told us that he would be okay, and we really questioned that for a long time. but he has had a full recovery and doing well, which I am praying and will be with you holding your hand as you held ours during those moments on the football field. Prayers and love to you, and stay strong. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We appreciate that testimony. And I think we'll take an early break. I got us all.
We can do that.